Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Monday, April 1st. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. No fooling, this looks like a terrible weather week. Such a nice day yesterday, up near 60. Got a chance to get outside. I pulled up some, first of my green onions. Had a little lovage, a little bit of parsley. So enjoying the greens already. All of that, most of it, I should say, is undercover. But the lovage actually just came up, and so did the green onions. So those are just growing on their own at this point. Did a little bit of mulching and not much pruning at all. I'm not going to get a chance to really get in the garden for today. And then it just looks like the weather gets really raw and damp the rest of the week, and if not, absolutely pouring. So here's the scenario for the weather. High pressure kind of retreating today. We'll see the clouds increasing, temperatures in the 50s. Fairly comfortable, actually. Tonight, mostly cloudy near 40, and tomorrow, a really raw, damp day, mid-40s, wind coming in off the water, maybe some drizzle, maybe a little bit of shower. Most of the time, it's actually dry until we get towards late Tuesday night and especially Wednesday. Wednesday's a very wet day. Thursday's a wet and cold day. That's the day where we could see the rain transition over to snow, especially in the higher elevations. And then it should come to an end sometime early Friday, hopefully clearing us out for the upcoming weekend. And wouldn't it be great if we end up with, you know, 4 days of basically lousy weather and we did have sunshine and clear skies for that eclipse? That would be just delicious. And I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping that that's our treat after this terrible trick of weather here in April. Okay, let's get back to the scenario. So we have a low pressure area. It's going to traverse the country. It's going to go up into the Great Lakes. And then it's going to spawn a secondary low. This is very common. You have the primary energy going to our west. Secondary energy gets captured by the jet stream. The jet stream has upper level divergence. What does that mean? That means that the air is spreading out aloft, and that helps to lift the air up off the ground and create that low pressure. And as that low gets stronger with more upper level divergence, it produces more precipitation, and it's going to spin and spin and spin, and the upper level jet stream is going to capture it. So picture kind of like a top spinning. That's the low pressure area. And now here comes this hose, this loop, and wraps itself around the spinning top. So now that spinning top kind of just wobbles in place. And that's one of the reasons why this storm is going to last as long as it is, Wednesday, Thursday, and into early Friday, because that hose that's going to encircle the spinning top is going to prevent it from really exiting too quickly. This happens in bigger storms. They become what we call cut off. Eventually, they spin themselves to death because a storm's purpose is to mix the air and even it out. And so when you have a storm sitting in the same spot day after day, it does its job. It evens the temperature pattern out and the storm gets less intense. So it will kind of peak. It gets its little crescendo and then it comes down. So I think this thing peaks Wednesday night and Thursday and then starts waning Thursday night into Friday. There'll be quite a bit of wind with it. I think we'll see some river and stream flooding. I also think we may see some minor coastal flooding. Another 1 to 2 inches of rain, and then we'll have to wait and see where is any rain snow line. Is it a higher elevation thing? Does it make it toward the coastline? Is it just northern New England? There's no point on a Monday to talk about that because it's Thursday. Probability is it's just higher elevations. That's the way that these things tend to go here in April. And again, welcome to April. Have a great morning, everybody.